Well, welcome everybody to today's Entrepreneur Show. My name is Heidi Richards Mooney. I'm the founder of the show, the founder of Women in E-Commerce, and I'm delighted to see many new faces today and a few friends that come on the show every week. So hi, Mira. Hi, Evelyn. Hi, Debbie. Shelley, of course. And we have Patrick. We've invited quite a few people, so we're very excited. Thank you for joining us. Let me tell you a little bit about our program today. The topic is how to maximize Google and Google Plus to grow your business. But I will tell you, it's so much more than that. I've spoken to Shelley via email. I've seen all the things that she does. She's really amazing. So let me tell you about her. She's the CEO and founder of Creative Web Concepts USA. Shelley is committed to provide superb creative social media and business branding services to entrepreneurs and business owners at an affordable price. Shelley has 17 years in marketing in the professional arena of the real estate industry, from title agencies, real estate brokerages, mortgage brokers, and lenders. Her expertise in bringing results are proven. Shelley Costello is also an authority on social media marketing for the real estate and mortgage industries. And I failed to mention that she is also one of the tech consultants for, tell me again, Shelley, what was that? Fox News, right?
Yes, I'm a Colin Fox News social media strategist periodically.
Yay! So that's very exciting. So Shelley, tell us a little bit of, welcome Shelley, first of all, and tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I have a history background in the title services industry, mortgage lending, and real estate industry, and that's where my marketing kind of picked up and grew with social media as it evolved. It's been an evolving process, but I've just been an expert in social media since then, grown with it, learned, trained, written many books on it, and I have written for some of the leading authorities on real estate and social media. So my business is not just isolated to real estate. I have clients everywhere and in every industry. I was in the network marketing industry for many years and reached, you know, high levels in network marketing companies as well. So I just have a long history of marketing and evolving with every aspect of social media and training.
So what got you interested in social media marketing? Because I know that's when you first get involved, I think it's kind of a scary and, you're a little apprehensive about, wow, what should I do?
Yeah, no, it kind of like hit me immediately when I was marketing to real estate agents as a title agency marketing rep. They were my client. And they said, oh my gosh, you're doing so good. Would you market for me? And I got an agent and another and another. And then Facebook began to, you know, evolve and come on the scene. All the social networks started years ago. Like in the past 10 years, we've been in this big evolution process of the digital marketing era. And I grew with it. And with that came on like more referrals, more clients, more referrals, more clients, until it just kept growing. As I was growing, it was growing behind me, with me, until it kind of over. So I was forced to start writing and writing books and learning and sharing and training what I was learning. And it just grew. So it's not like, am I interested in this? I didn't have a chance to say, do I have an interest in this? It kind of like blew up on me until it's been a great company and I enjoy what I do.
Oh, that's wonderful. It sounds like you do. So, you know, we mentioned briefly about the Fox News social media strategist. Tell us a little bit about that, because I'm sure that's the big elephant in the room today. So we want to get that out of the way and let people understand what it is that you did and you do with Fox News.
Well, first of all, one important thing, if I'm allowed to share it, is that I have a vanity publishing company on the side I do with my social media. It's going through business books. And so I wrote my first number one bestseller, and then I did my second number one bestseller. I have three of those. And when you have a book like, and I publish these for business people, have made many business people number one bestsellers. But when you do that and become a number one best-selling expert and authority on a topic in your industry, people begin to take notice. You begin to garner media sources that you could only dream of. Oh my gosh, you know, how do people do that? And so like they just called me up one day and said, you know, would you like to be on the morning show and share with us? I'm like, yeah, well, you're a number one bestseller. Give us a copy of your book, the whole nine yards. So I went many times, and they called different people from all over, you know, even friends of mine on Facebook. If they're in a particular industry and they need a local expert if it's on relationships or safety, they'll call in someone in that field. So I've done many broadcasts. I was excited. I got to do the Super Tuesday election broadcast for the presidential election. I got to do the Twitter broadcast with the NFL live streaming. I mean, there are some significant local Fox broadcasts that I was able to be their expert on when they do call. And then, like I said, they have a call list. They call whenever they want you. So it's been super exciting. It's been super great for my business. And I love the authority factor. And I'm really big on branding and garnering media by proper branding of your business. So that's a huge part of my company, is showing people how to really use that to garner and leverage your position.
And I think that's what we want to talk a lot about today, because we want to talk about how Google and Google Plus have changed over the past few years and how we can really maximize our time on there. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute, but I want to ask you one more question. Sure. Prior to that, and since, of course, our audience is primarily women, and of course, Patrick, hi. Let's talk about how social media has impacted women around the globe.
Oh, wow. That is a great question, Heidi, because my second bestseller, Global Voices of Social Media, is about 25 women, and they're global, around the world, what you just said. And that book is all about 25 women who found themselves, found their business, evolved, and because of social media. And there's some stories in there about women, and this is how it's changed them. I mean, women are coming out, of course, all this news about how many, the statistics of how many women are business owners on the internet and running companies and leaving corporate America. But, you know, that book is about women around the world who found their voice, you know, their self that they never had through social media. And as a result of that, they've grown mega businesses through using that voice. So what it's done to women around the world, A, it's brought women out with their voice. It has given them a way to share their voice. It has enabled them to start a business, to be an entrepreneur, to do things they never would have done without social media or the internet. So it's been powerful as to how it has helped women around the world.
Excellent. Well, of course, I agree. I know it changed my life. Being an introvert, it has really helped me come out of my shell.
Yes.
Yeah. Behind a computer, you know, you get well known if you're good at what you do, and that's always a good thing. So,
right.
What is the one thing that most people don't know about social media?
I think the one thing they don't know about it, every day I'm like, if only they knew, how to behave on each platform, how to use it properly, okay, on each platform, because social media is not just social media. Facebook is Facebook, Twitter is Twitter, LinkedIn is LinkedIn, Google is Google, Instagram is Instagram. And if people, it's one thing if they knew is how to don't put social media in a bubble, make it one thing, because it's really not. And there's certain ways you act on different channels and succeed or not, or at leisure. If you're just on there for fun and you don't do anything and you come home from work, you work 9 to 5 and it's just a pleasure thing, that's totally different than entrepreneurs. But if you're in a business, any type of a business, I guess one thing they don't know is how to, I don't think they know, some of them, I mean, a lot do that are in business, how to understand it. Social media isn't all of it. Social media is each one is a different portion of social media, and there's a whole different strategy and personality and voice and soul to be expressed on every single channel.
Excellent. I know. And I think that I know when I have clients, they want me to post things and everything. They want everything to be the same. And I said, but that's not what you do on Instagram. And that's not what you do on Facebook. And now right. It's more professional. So you can't be posting that picture of you having a drink at 5 o'clock with the girls if they don't have any context behind it, you know, or why, what are you celebrating? You know, so
or your food.
Yeah. Right. Or your food. So, you know, people need to understand each platform and what they do. And we don't have time to talk about them all. So we're going to talk today about leveraging Google and Google Plus to grow your business. So first of all, what's the difference between the two?
Okay, well, first of all, Google's a search engine. We know that. And it wants users who Google loves users who are loyal to all of its products. So we all love loyalty. And so it just loves people who are loyal to all the products that they offer you, and both free and paid. And Google Plus is an extension. And Google Plus is kind of deceiving because it's not really Google Plus anymore. I guess the question would be, what's the difference between Google Plus and Google My Business? Because it's changed and it's new and people don't really know that. So Google's a search engine and Google provides tools and products. They're both paid and free. And the difference is one gives you ranking and puts you out there to the world, and the other gives you tools to use for your business. And Google Plus gives you that social connection experience and component. But, you know, due to the changes in Google Plus that Google My Business has really gone under, people say, well, I can't go to Google and go to my account anymore and click the Google Plus button and open a Google Plus page. Well, that's right. You can't do that anymore. It's totally different now because it's all operated under a headship, an umbrella of Google My Business. And that tool now is brought under that to get that page. So it has totally changed. And I guess in the next question or two, I just have a few tidbits on how that's done. But Google has far more products and services now than we could have ever, you know, predicted they would have at infancy. But even over the past, I will tell you, the past year, it's changed, and people still think I'm going back to my Google Plus page, and they're not understanding why it's not working for them. Google My Business is formerly known as the Google Places, and that's why it's changed so much. So people need to understand what the differences are and how, you know, they can use it. But that's the difference.
So what is Google? Tell us a little bit more about what Google My Business is. Excuse me, I'm going to turn this off. I didn't mean to do that.
Well, Google My Business is the new dashboard for Google. So every business wants to create a Google My Business account, first of all, because that's how you get the little enable button for a Google Plus page. So everybody needs to and wants to go and register their Google My Business. And this is what shows up on the sidebar when people, you got to give a location. So entrepreneurs can give a location, like the virtual address, their address, whatever. And inside that dashboard now are so many remarkable tools that will explode their business if they use it properly. They can actually post there, or they can open their Google Plus page. You can bring into that brand account. You want to put a good logo or picture, because that's what's seen when people Google your business on the right side, where it comes up with a big picture and website and all the reviews. That's what pops up. And that's what Google My Business now will give you if you create the account, do it right, and fill it all up. So that's the Google My Business is the new Google, it's the old Google Places, but it's so far enhanced. And on that dashboard, you can manage reviews, you get so many more reviews. You can add photos, videos, manage your YouTube account, manage all of your products, all under that one dashboard. And since it's changed, it gives you such a high ranking in Google. So Google My Business has replaced all the other accesses to their tools, basically.
Absolutely. I love Google My Business. Now, I still use Google Plus because I can access it. And I'm sure if you have a Gmail account, you know this, that you can access it right from your Gmail.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Whereas you can kind of bypass the Google My Business dashboard. But I think that people should understand how Google My Business has really evolved. It's almost like a mini website, if you think about it. And you can link everything, right? Can you link your social media?
Yes, you can, but the only people that can really go to their Google Plus page are people like you and I that can already get there. But if you don't have a Google Plus page yet, you cannot bypass it and go and open a page, because it'll force you to say, do you have a brand account? Do you have a Google Plus? And it'll make you go back to a brand, get one, before it will enable the button. But those of us who have had it for a long time now, we can go right to that Google Plus page.
So if you don't have a Google Plus page right now, you have to have a Google My Business account in order to do that. That's what you're saying.
Yes, because if you try to create a page, it'll force you back to a brand account. It won't enable that button to create the regular Google Plus page as you and I know it.
Okay. So then which one should we focus on for our business? Should we focus on the Google My Business page? Should we focus on Google, and getting people to find us on the search engines? I'm sure probably both, but what do you think, Shelley?
Everybody should focus, number one, is keep the main thing the main thing. And they need to go and open a Google My Business brand account, because you can't do anything without that brand account. And you need to brand yourself on that. Open the Google My Business, I call it GMB. And in that, you need to focus on building that dashboard out and then hitting enable Google Plus, thereby creating and opening the window for you to get a Google Plus page. You need to go to your YouTube channel and go to the little settings and say, add to my brand account. Oh, put it over there so it can be managed under your little Google My Business umbrella page dashboard. Bring it all in and complete that Google My Business profile dashboard. There's a little wheel, it's like a dial, and it says you're 80% complete, 70%. And you make sure you do all of that. You can see all of your reviews. You get more reviews. Google actually places you higher. You show up on the right side. I don't know if people can visualize when you Google and it's on the right side, a big wide bar comes up and there's all the websites. They rank you higher if you have Google My Business.
We can actually go to Google if you want. We can open up we can actually go online and show if you're.
No, I think people understand when they Google something, a business comes up on the right side, but they know they see it all the time. But what I'm saying is they need to understand if you're not seeing your business in Google and you're not getting traction from it, and in your analytics you can't see traffic, you are missing out on the most amazing thing if you have not signed up for a Google My Business account. So you have
to. It's all free. Right?
Yeah, it's all free. And yes, unless you get into the G Suite, and then, you know, it might cost more. But yeah, it's all free. This is all free to get you in Google. Okay. So it's really, it's a free service. I think people, A, don't understand, like you just asked me, should we have Google My Business or Google Plus? I don't know if people are understanding that Google My Business is it, and you need to go ahead and do that. And that is the service you need. And they're not understanding the changes Google has had and how that dashboard actually works for everything in Google now. And the importance Google puts on that for your search engine results and find your business. So that's the focus, is getting that brand account.
Right. So Mira asked the question, does the business need a Gmail account?
You need a Google account. Yes. Now, I understand there are people that have Google accounts under a different email. They actually have their Google account under a business domain email, or if not actually a Gmail, they've got one under bob@citybusiness.com, and they've actually got a Google account. You have to have a Google account.
Right. So like your Google Analytics and everything comes under that umbrella. So if you have a Google Analytics account, chances are it's under your business email anyway.
Oh yeah, but you can, once you get that dashboard, the amazing thing is you click on everything, it brings your analytics in. So if somebody had a Google Plus page or the new Google My Business user, and you looked at your analytics on your website, I am telling you, you would see a terrific difference in the traffic to your website. People are missing out on so much free, phenomenal business opportunities, leaving on the table in Google by not letting Google My Business work for you in the search engine, because the changes are amazing for businesses to be found. And the ranking you get, and how your website is more visible. You don't have to, once you're in the Google and you've got that brand account location, under keywords that you put in there, you'll come up on the right side. It's a great traffic generator, and it's just understanding the new changes, I think.
Okay, so the question I have is about the Google My Business account. You have your account, you have your Gmail, or you have it set up as whatever email you have it set up as, mm-hmm. and you want to log in and you want to look at your analytics. So you go into your Google Analytics account. You have all of these free tools. What are some of the tools that you would consider or want to purchase that Google offers as well?
Well, if I were going to purchase Google products, they've got the G Suite. And the G Suite's advertised everywhere. And if you buy the G Suite,
I have that.
Okay, so you're paying for that. And you have, 100 tools, right? You've got everything. Your analytics is all included. All the free stuff is included. But you get all these exceptional email stuff, new tools, very high, really new stuff. They've got a lot of stuff in the G Suite. I don't use the G Suite. I just really focus on the Google My Business for search engine for my clients and for myself. But you can pay for that. But you wouldn't need to pay for all that when most of the tools are free. So your Google Analytics is free. And like I said, the update came October 31st, 2017 about the Google Plus page. That was just last October. We're not even a year into this yet. And that's when Google My Business confirmed the disabling of the Google Plus page unless they create the new Google Plus brand Google My Business account. So that was the day that they changed and took the enabling of Google Plus out of free with just a Gmail. And it's still free to open the Google My Business, but you need to do the process. So I would say use the free tools because they are amazing. You have YouTube, we all know that. You have your Google Plus page once you get in there. You have your analytics. You have Google Photos. So Google Photos in your Google My Business account is great for indexing. Do you know how many people browse Google Photos as a search engine every day? And how many times I see photos I've posted on blogs and pictures and places show up, and it's important, the name of that photo. So here's an example. So if you take a picture you want found on Google in images to index, and it's a powerful indexing system. And so the picture's name, you know how people take pictures and the picture extension says IMG201_69. It's just a picture with an IMG thing, right? Right. Instead of right-clicking, renaming that photo to Shelley Costello or Heidi Richard, whatever it is, and naming it and put in social media expert or women in e-commerce and naming that photo a name. Okay, so Google's indexing. And people Google social media or my name or you or women in business. The pictures are as powerful, Heidi, as being found in the search results. Because people sit and browse Google Photos. So if they're just out there under PIC or IMG and a number, they're just out there with millions of lost photos. It's strategic to rename your photo to be found in Google Images.
So if you take a screen capture or screenshot, you better rename it before you actually upload it to Plus, correct?
Yes.
But also, people don't.
Well, you also don't right-click and save a Google picture, save as, in your pictures, and then turn around and use it, because fines start at $8,000 and up to $50,000 per incident for using for copy. And that's why Google recently, anybody see it happening? Every time you click on a Google photo now, that little line shows up at the bottom, subject to copyright, because the copyright law. And if someone hasn't received it, you'll get an email from someone saying this picture, it has a copyright on it, take it down. Of course, we buy stock for all our clients, but yeah, you don't. Even if you change the name and they find it and it's theirs?
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about, like, I have my own websites like we all do. Uh-huh. I take screen captures of my websites rather than saving the picture. I'll take a screen capture because maybe I have the text on there and then I don't have to go in and open up a new thing and add the text on top. I just love doing that. But I get lazy and I forget to do that. But in Google, I know you have to do that. So now, thank you for reminding me. I have to make sure, at least when I'm uploading to Google Plus or any of those, that I make sure I rename your pictures.
That's another trick. It's a trick to get more traffic, is name your pictures. If you clip your website, name it. Name it, you know, like Shelley Costello, Google Plus, you know, expert training, right? I could do that on a picture and like it would come up. And if you want to be found, that's like extra search engine power.
Right, right. So what I wanted to ask you was, you know, when you used to first set up a Google My Business page, it was called Google Places at the time, and then they verify your account by sending you a postcard in the mail. Do they still do that?
No. Well, they can, but now it's instant. It's a code. So now, because it replaced it. So Google My Business replaced Google Places. Let's get that all clear. There's no more Google Places. It's called Google. So you go in now, you set up, boom, instantly. There's a little confirmation thing there, and you get your code right on the spot. You can have it emailed to you.
Well, what I liked about that was that they'd also send you a coupon for free advertising to go with that. And I was wondering, I've never used it, but I always wondered, is it worth even, you know, and I'm sure everybody gets those Google, like $150 credits or 50 or whatever it is, something different. Have you had any experience with that? And do you feel like it's something to, you know, do? Because I could have a whole program on that, I know.
I don't do Google advertising for my clients or for myself. I don't think I've researched it. I just think there's other places for us to put money that's more powerful.
Right.
And I don't like the Google AdWords. I might click because people can click and cost you money, and
right.
It's a big story. You're right. Could do another whole story on that. But so I don't use it. I got a coupon one time, never used it. Don't know if you get them now. And I don't know. I don't do Google advertising.
Well, I just thought I did have someone on a show about a year and a half ago who talked a lot about Google AdWords, and a lot of it made sense, but I still didn't do it because, first of all, you have to really be an expert in keywords, and
yes.
You really have to, I mean, it's a lot of research. You have to, I would pay somebody if it were me rather than doing it myself, because it's just hours and hours of
right.
Trying to figure out, you know, the combination of keywords and everything that's going to work. So let's talk about some of the tools you recommend that would help us grow our business on Google My Business or Google Plus.
Well, definitely on Google My Business. Definitely number one is the Google My Business account. Invest your time in that. I cannot express how much you need to invest your time to complete that dashboard. Those are your tools. They're in that dashboard. So A is, when you get in the dashboard, it says create a post. You can create the post there, or your Google Plus button will be live and able. If you haven't completed it, won't able it for you. And then you can go out and post on the old Google Plus, or if you post inside, you're on the dashboard. Here's why you should do that and post on the dashboard. And here's a major difference between Google My Business posting, where it says create a post, and Google Plus. Okay, on Google Plus, you put a regular post and you put your link, and it'll populate like any other platform. It'll auto populate the picture and the material. On Google My Business, when you put that in there, it says now add a website, and you do it says add a button, and you can click learn more. I mean, you can select a learn more button, a contact us, and it lets you put that on the post, and you put a website to link. Now when that post comes up in Google, it looks like Facebook, it looks like it's got a business, it's got a little button that says learn more. It's not just a search engine. It looks different when you post in the Google My Business. So that's one of the main tools. The second tool I'm really a great fan of, and it's one of my favorites, again, is the Google Photos. In the Google My Business account, it says add photo, add photo, add photo. The opportunity to not write any content, okay? But if you're a creator and you don't want to write content, and a lot of people really don't, and you love your iPhone or whatever phone you have or your camera, is to be a Google Photos everywhere in the search engine by 1,000 different names and tags and photographs. So that Google Photos, you could upload 100 photos, all different names on the photos, as long as you name your photo, right? And put those up, and there's a button you can link your photos to. So now you're actually able to just take creative visual content, and I'm a creative, I just love creativity, and you're able to have a button that will link your photo to a link to your website, like you just said, if you want to clip it. So that's my favorite tool, is the way the posts act now with the button, and the photo opportunity within the new Google My Business dashboard, which is different. You couldn't put photos and just tag them before. They had to come from your website to be indexed.
Excellent. So if you post in the Google My Business dashboard, does it automatically post onto Google Plus as well? Or is it a separate entity?
It's actually totally separate. Whatever you put in the Google My Business dashboard will not be the same thing. So we do both. If our clients have a Google My Business account and they have a Google Plus page, we post for them, we connect, and we post both. So we'll do something to their Google Plus and something to their Google My Business, but it's not the same. So do you mind if I just address that in 1 second? Never, I don't care what it is in Google, never put the same thing on every channel, because it's just not social media, okay? That's spam or whatever you want to call it, okay?
At least not at the same time.
I know, right? And later on, there's a few more questions I was ready for you, your other questions that are really great. So I don't want to answer them now. But you post two different places, post two different things. It's not the same. So spread your content out.
Okay, spread your content out. That's really good. That's important. What mistakes do you see? And we do have some questions, and we'll, if you'll give us a minute, Raquel, we'll get to your question. What mistake do you see business owners make when promoting their business on Google?
Oh gosh, that's a great one. Okay, the first thing, the first mistake they make is they don't have a profile completed. They haven't completed, people can't find them. There's actually people that I've gone to Google and couldn't find out how to reach a company, okay? There's just junk out there on their name. Another thing they do in Google that's really bad is there's like websites that are indexed in Google that they haven't been on, or they have a profile on that's coming up. I got a trick. Everybody Google your name or your business and go past page one. I know you say, oh, if I'm not on page one, it doesn't matter. It does, because on page 10, there's some platform or something your name is on, and you go there and it's 10 years old or it's 4 years old. It doesn't have anything that looks bad. One mistake people make is they put their name on everything and there's junk on Google with a blank page. It looks bad. It looks like they're everywhere. That's one thing. The second thing is an incomplete profile or a picture of your kitty cat for your business, you know, a picture of your doggy for your company. People don't want to do business with a dog. They want to do business with a person. A logo is great if you're professional. So I would say incomplete profiles is a big mistake. Not branding yourself is the biggest mistake people can make on Google, if not well branding yourself. And
so consistency across all channels for branding, correct?
Oh yeah, that's a must. It needs to look, every pitch, every channel, if you're in business, has to have the same logo or the same picture of you, and it has to have the same header. The Twitter header match the Google header, match the Facebook header, match the YouTube header. If you want to put your business on there, now you can have cool video headers. That all needs to, I have people say to me, oh, I recognize you. Everything is same. It's matching. So they'll see me. Sometimes I've seen people in public once. They're like, oh, I know you. I'm like, you do? I don't know you. I have no clue who you are. Right? No, I see your face plastered all over here. I'm like, really? I don't do that much advertising, but okay. So yeah, you have no idea what branding can do for you if you do it properly.
Well, you're a celebrity, because what's the definition of a celebrity? When people know you that you don't know.
Right.
So you're a celebrity. Probably all of us are to some degree, especially if you've been on social media for any length of time. So what resources do you recommend to our viewers and listeners and to be more Google savvy, to become more Google savvy?
Okay, well, first, again, to be more Google savvy is, I repeat this, this is really great because people need to really know it. If register your business hours, when you create that account, go to Google, go and Google My Business. Okay, start right there. Pull it up, how to open a Google My Business account. And actually, if anybody wants to go out to my Facebook page, I put a big graphic up today, and it's how to navigate Google My Business. Free for you. Go grab it. I also put up the ultimate guide to starting and using Google My Business, the ultimate guide. It's up on my Facebook page. I put all this stuff up today, so anybody can just go and get it.
Go and have it's Shelly Costello is your Facebook.
Actually, it's my business page, and this is so easy. It's Facebook.com. Shelly Costello Social Media.
Excellent.
And Facebook.com/Shelly Costello Social Media. I got that vanity name from Facebook. And so I put that stuff out there for you, so go get it. It's a navigation thing with arrows. So critical, fill in the hours of your business. Okay, so I have hours for my business. Fill in things people want to know when they see you, the numbers. Please don't. I had someone tell me, I really want my business marketing, but I don't want really people to find me. Okay.
Sorry. What are you doing?
Your phone number. People, please don't put a phone number that doesn't work. Okay. So, you know, your address. And please don't please do me a favor, people. Please check the links. Don't put a website out there that, number one, now, that's not secure, and it comes up that HTTP not secure thing. Don't make that mistake. Don't put your website up if it goes to, check your links. Check your links. Make sure it doesn't go to a blank page and say, this is funny. I'm sorry, but your domain has been suspended, okay? Check. You'd be surprised what pops up in Google. And I've searched for companies that I won't do business with because of it. So make sure that to be savvy, you do that. If you want in Google. And this takes account. Has anyone thought about this? Your SEO? what do you think, you know, this does? So to be SEO savvy in Google, make sure that you have a great description. Now, here's your keyword. This is the key thing. When you have that description in Google about your business, you know that when you do a Google search and you have the first 60 words that pop up under the main line? Okay, so I'm going to just give you a quick 2 minutes. The best thing you've ever heard. A, make sure in your website or whoever builds your website, say these words to them. Metadata. Just say it. They will know if you do not, okay? If they do not, fire them, okay? Okay, Google automatically, and so does Facebook, pulls up. Metadata is a title to something in your website, and every page has a separate metadata. So you put that there, or it'll just come up, you know, bozo.com. Also, put a description, or it's blank in Google. Each page you can put a separate description for. That's how to be found everywhere in Google. Make sure when it says featured image on that page, if you don't put an image, every time you put out ShellyCostello.com or CreativeWebConceptsUSA.com, your logo or the default website image, whatever is the default picture up in the corner of your website, will always, always, forever populate and pop up. Nothing different. If you don't set the metadata, set that in your, so tell your web developer, can you please put a description in my site? Please name each page separately. Each page has a name, right? And don't mask over it. And please put an image as a featured meta and name, tag the image, what it is. Don't just give it a IMG-12966 because it came from the camera. Because that's the best way to be Google savvy and get your website ranking up on the, every time there's keywords, and make sure they put in the keywords.
So then, Shelley, what is the first thing that people should do on Google when they want to get started, or maybe go to the next level if they're already started?
Okay, so if you've already started Google and you have a Google account, the next first step, again, is to get the Google My Business. Fill it out completely. Don't leave any stone unturned until the dial meter comes around to 100%. Then immediately fill in that dashboard. Pick 10 of your best business photos. Click Add Photo. Rename your photos, folks. Add photo, add photo, add photo, post, add a few posts. Make sure that when you post in Google My Business now, it does let you select, like I said, a little button, like learn more or go here. Make sure the link to that button is the same link to other things you're linking to, because it gives it that power if you really want to be on the first pages of Google. So links going to the same place, inbound links and clicks. Makes Google say, people are clicking on this. It must be worthy. We really need to rank it higher in Google. People are clicking on this link. This link is getting...
So have them going to a landing page, for instance. Always going to the same page or most of time, or concentrate on specific areas, say, of your website, not necessarily your homepage.
Right. Have something that's popular. It could be your homepage. It could be a landing page. But whatever it is, it's getting repetitive clicks. Google says, okay, we've taken notice now. This is getting a lot of clicks. It's popular. Let's bring it up the search engine. I've had clients be in what we call like nowhere land, and now they're like on page 4, and they're static, and they get to page 2, and they cannot believe that for 10 years they could never be found on Google.
All right. Wow. That's pretty interesting. Okay. So Raquel wanted to know if we could show how to post images on Google My Business, and I'm not sure if we can unless we brought up someone's account. Or if you could get into, do we have time? We probably have time to do that. I'm almost out of questions. So if you are willing, I could bring up a website, Shelley, or you could, because you have, I made you a co-host, I think. Let me see.
I don't have one I can get into right now.
Let me see if I could bring mine up. Hold on. Well, mine's not completed, but I'll be happy to bring it up if that's going to help. Let me pull it up first and make sure that I've got, here's the other question I had, regarding Google My Business. So you go in and you mentioned about putting the address and you putting the, website and all of that. And let's talk a little bit about the address. If you are like me and you work from home and you have a post office box, what do you do?
Well, I have clients that have that, and they use a virtual address. They set their own up. I'm not sure what they use. I make all my clients go set it up. I'm not sure what they use. Some of them use a virtual address. Some of them use the company, if they're in network marketing or if they work at home, they'll use like a corporate address. It'll tell you there's already a Google My Business under that address. And most of the time there's not, because nobody knows to do it, right? So they get the address. But you don't get anything mailed to the address, but that address does come up when it's on Google. So if I always suggest people that the solution to that is to go down to the local UPS store. I've had one for years. I went 1172 West State Road 436 Altamont Springs, Florida, you know, and I don't ever use the P.O. box there unless I want to send something there I don't want anyone else to know about. And I have that, but it's just a little street address that costs me hardly anything. You can get virtual addresses online. It's just something to put in Google, but you always want your city in there to be located.
But you don't want your home address is what I'm getting at, because I have clients who work from home.
And why not?
Going up. Well, I mean, I have a 75-year-old interior designer who's a client of mine, and she's terrified that someone's going to come knocking at her door because she does interior design. She used to have a showroom, no longer does. Right. So, I mean, what are the chances of that? I don't know. But I did the same thing. I recommend you get a virtual office and do that, because somehow they had put the wrong address or put her home address, whoever managed her account before. And it took a while to get it fixed, because they did actually send her a card in the mail and made her do the code and everything. And this wasn't too long ago, maybe 6 months. It's been less than a year. So I was just curious about that, what you thought.
I recommend, if you're an entrepreneur, if you work from home, I still think you need that brand account to really enhance Google. And I just suggest, as a business expense, you pay for a virtual address and have one.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, I'm just going to bring up the screen so I can show you what happened when I Googled women in e-commerce. But I'm going to tell you, I'm a little bit embarrassed, only because it's not done. And I'm just as guilty as a lot of people. I've just never focused too much on it. I do have a Google My Business page. It was actually Google Places. So all of my businesses have the original, which is the reason you want to have it. I'm going to show everybody. So I'm going to share the screen. Let me see what it's going to let me share, my desktop. Okay, I'm going to share the desktop. Let's see if you can all see it. So can you all see the desktop?
Yes.
All right, so you see I Googled women in e-commerce. And of course, by Googling it, I come up first, second. You know, I dominate page one because of the name, Women in E-Commerce. There's several listings. But here's the Google My Business. It used to be called Google Places, correct? This is what it looks like if you don't have a complete website. So the question that that Raquel had was adding photos. I guess I would have to actually log in to be able to do that. Right?
Now, right here, this is why this is so important to fill this out, if you see the right side. And of course, you're always going to be first when you type in your exact name. If you type in something generic, you may not come up first on everything.
Right, right.
But this is why, this is what it's going to show. See that image, you see the outside, the logo, all that information. It says, right, you're missing information. You don't have business hours.
Right, don't have business hours, right?
Right. Okay. Reviews, be the first one to review. So these things are inside your Google My Business dashboard.
Exactly. So then when you, but people can actually add a photo. Now if I go to, I think if I go to my Eden Florist website, no, that's not me. Okay. So I didn't even come up here. Another one did, and a different florist. And I have a beautiful Google My Business.
Then that listing needs to be all in its own separate and come up under Florist Orlando. The most powerful thing you do is have it come up under Florist Orlando on page one. One thing you want to make sure you do is, another thing great about the Google My Business is you can have anybody you want. Never log into your Gmail or your Google account, and they can manage your whole brand account. I could probably show you how it switches out when you log in. I don't know how to share my screen. I don't know.
Let me show you. I'm going to stop my share. I'm going to go back over here, and I'm going to make you a co-host. Make host. Okay, so now you can just, you see down at the bottom?
What am I looking for?
Yeah. Share screen. It's a little green. If you scroll, move your mouse around the bottom of your screen, and you'll
see it.
It says share screen. Just click on that. And you can share your screen. So you might want to open up the page you want before you share your screen.
Okay.
Well, so you can do that till you hit share screen. And I'm a perfect example of not doing it the right way and should be doing.
Well, I'm going to actually take them through the step a minute. So to show how it really works from a management point. So let me see. I'm gonna put my screen out.
While you're doing that, I'm going to just mention, Debbie mentioned, can you have more than one business in Google My Business? And I think I just demonstrated you.
Yes. Can you all see my Gmail?
We can.
Okay, great. Awesome. Okay, there's Heidi. Okay. So let me just show you quickly. Let me get rid of this thing. Okay. So let me show you. I'm in my Google account. Okay. So if I hit Google Plus profile, this is one of my Google places. If I hit my name again, I've got all these clients that I manage, these Google My Businesses. So I'm just going to hit one for you. You're going to see a client. So what? Here's his picture up top now. It becomes him. And now I've got his name, and I can now manage his account. I'm now him. Because he has Google My Business, all of his things are under an umbrella right here. Okay? So now I am this person. I am no longer me, even though I'm up there. I am managing his brand account detail. Now I can go to his Google Plus, I can go to his YouTube, and his Google My Business. And here's what the Google My Business dashboard looks like, and here's what it does. I can show you the power of it. Okay, this is this man. Okay, just pretend you don't see them, his name, okay? Okay, so this is the Google My Business dashboard instead of the old Google Plus account. You have create a post. Let me show you, this is powerful. If you post in here, you get to put in an event, an offer. This is brand new. This is not the old Google Plus. If you look at this, you can see this is not Google Plus, right? Do y'all recognize
it? Right.
Okay. So you come down here. You can write your post. You can put an outstanding photo or video, upload direct natively right into Google. Okay. Then add a button. I love this. You could never do this on Google Plus. You can add a button. Book, order, learn more, buy, sign up, get offer, and then you can put. If I click sign up, you put a link to that right here, to that button. Now when this comes out, it's a different post. It's not the old Google Plus. And I'll show you his Google Plus, how it looks different. So do you see this amazing difference you get to do? You get to preview it first, and then you publish. This is the new posting. The power of this in Google is fantastic. Okay, add a photo. This is what I'm telling you. You can add a photo. You can never do this. Just add a photo directly into Google for indexing, okay? So you can put up a video, interior, exterior photos. You can add photos. You can tag them, name them. This is just, it's just really powerful to do. Okay, so you can go back to your home. Okay, you're back to Google. Here's your latest post. And again, you can create a post. This is not your regular Google Plus page. And here's all your reviews. You really get more reviews by being on this. You can get your insights right here. Here's all of your insights. There you go. Your customers, how they found you, direct discovery. Here's how many total views you had, whether search on maps, how they found you, connections through chat, phone, Google Maps, you know, all of this. This is the Google My Business dashboard. On Google My Plus, when you ask the difference was it was just a Google Plus.
It's just like any social media. You just
right here.
Yeah.
Google My Plus. Here it is. Google Plus. See it? This is the old Google Plus. Here I am. Oh, this is his. Okay. So being I'm under his name, people, this is his old Google Plus. You see what it looks like? It's just a place where you put a post. Remember the old one? Here it is. Uh-huh. And you just post it. Boom, you're done. This is his old Google Plus, but that's not the new. And this, it could show all his Google, but you see his Google Plus is not the stuff that's on his Google My Business dashboard. get back
but,
to business.
But it does show he's got some activity. So obviously, you or he or somebody is managing it so that he's at least being on there. Since you have both accounts, how often do you recommend posting on, say, Google Plus? Since you have a Google My Business and you want to focus on that, how often should you be going over to Google Plus just to, you know, kind of maintain it, if you will?
Okay. Well, what I recommend or what we do for our clients is, I can't find it anymore, is we post to their Google account minimum once a day, more.
Google Plus, Google My Business?
We go in there, a post goes up once a day, every day, sometimes more than that. Okay. Sometimes it's twice a day. It's never more than twice a day, but they get one every day. If we have videos, we create like whiteboards and animation stuff for them, then we'll put that in addition to a post. If it's a self-promotion post, we might alternate channels. If it's a really great video or image, a great video, we'll put that video directly natively into the Google My Business dashboard. We want to tag it right. We want to find out more. Click this button. We want to address that entire. I just showed you that entire thing. Did you see all those new amazing tools in that little post that you can dress up like you could never do before?
So explain to people what the difference between posting a native video as opposed to posting on YouTube's, because I think
native, and this is really important to know. So native means, okay, like on Facebook, just for an example. I know this is not Facebook, same thing though. Okay. Facebook native posting is when you directly upload a video into the embedded platform of Facebook. If you've noticed, if you use YouTube link on Facebook now, you cannot, it doesn't do anything to get you a thumbnail picture. Have everybody noticed that?
Right, right. Yeah.
That's because Facebook has now blocked YouTube videos that used to play because they don't want to give away their real estate for free.
And they don't want to send people off the platform.
You got it. Now, here's a secret I'm going to share that people do not know. Facebook's algorithm can track hyper-automated third-party from if it's YouTube. Let me just share this about robots or anything you use, Sprout Social, Buffer, all of them. It's a hyper. We don't use anything. We hand post to our clients all of this country every single day natively.
On every channel or
on
just
every single channel. Here's why. Facebook can track incoming hyper automation. Anyone that sets up a post to go out on Facebook through Bean Social, Sprout Social, Post Me Now, Post Planner Tomorrow, this or that, Facebook, it reduces your organic reach. If your page is set for public, not only the people that like your page, but everybody public can see the newsfeed organically. You get more visibility if you're native. If your post comes in through a platform that a million other people are signed up and sending it through, it's got an 89% reduction in organic reach. It might be on your page, but I'll guarantee you not as many people are seeing it in the visible newsfeed scrolling by.
Right. Yeah.
That's huge. I can't tell people. So natively means we directly log in. I manage it. We don't log into their Googles. You know why we don't want to log in with their, we don't log in and out. We manage. Now that's mine. I have some high caliber clients. We have a house Google accounts that manages. We log into one and we manage 10. We log into another, we manage 10. That way we're never going to log in for security in and out of people's Google. We don't want their Gmails. We do not want to do that. We don't do that. So we have house accounts that manage, but we will log in. We will natively put that picture or video to get that maximum organic reach, just like we do on their Facebook. We don't use robots. And, but then we do have a proprietary platform that we own that we can put through. And we do have their Google Business and their Google Plus there. But we have both. We use both.
Excellent. Well, good. It was a great question. Thank you. Whoever asked that question. I can't remember now. Oh, gosh. I'm trying to reduce that chat. Okay. Well, we're almost out of time. And I want to say thank you, Shelley. Tell us a little bit about what you do, what your business is about, what product. Well, services you offer, and then who your ideal client is.
Okay. One question I wanted to answer. Oh, that's such a great question. She didn't ask me this. I didn't get the answer. It's the books I'm reading right now.
Oh, I was going to. That was next.
Sorry.
Just go ahead. Do the book first. What book
are you? Gotta tell you, I love life-changing things. I'm just all about things that change your life. I don't like to waste my time on things that don't. If you're not reading a great business book, one you have is Girl, Wash Your Face, Rachel Hollis.
Oh, yes. I've heard of it. I haven't read it yet.
So, gotta do that.
Wash Your Face, yes.
Girl, Wash Your Face. And that's just amazing. But the next one that's just totally life-changing is Life's Golden Ticket, The Story of Second Chances with Brendan Burchard. And this is just a great book. And I'm all about the authentic, you know, in business and the real business of being real and have a soul on the internet. And so just one of the quotes out of his book is, grant me the strength of focus this week to be mindful and present and to serve with excellence and to be a force of love in Life's Golden Ticket. So it's a great business book for your business. So both of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
They both are. Excellent. Well, thank you. All right.
What I do? Yes. Okay. I run a social media company for businesses all over the country, from Seattle to Boston to LA to Miami to the Carolinas, anywhere. We do social media. We're very simple. It's kind of like a simplicity thing. 6 channels. If you don't have them all, fine. It's Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, Tumblr, oh, and Google. And we manage them. We create everything. Every stock photo we buy, we create memes and quotes and pictures and gorgeous things and little doodle videos and animation videos and articles. And we write blogs, all authentic content. And we post it to every single one of their channels every single day, 6 days a week. Don't ask me how, because I'd have to shoot you, because that's the secret sauce. And we have businesses all over every industry. And the main thing about us is that it's affordable. For the cost of a cup of coffee or latte each day, somebody could do that for you. So my ideal client is, because I'm sensitive to this, I really have a sensitivity to it, because someone keeps sending me links all the time in my email. Did you see this? Or on Facebook. Social media service, one post a day, 700 a month, you know. So anyway, my client, if anyone who knows the power of social media, sees all this stuff, wants the latest, greatest strategies and all this content and stuff, but they don't want to pay a ton of money, maybe they really can't afford it, for the price of a latte, or they go to Starbucks for it. And here's why they want it. There's 3 reasons. People are losing out, because they don't really know everything and they can't stay up to date. It's like so fast moving. They can't, all the training, and they don't know what to do. So they do nothing. Or worse, they listen to their peers and other people, or they read and they diagnose their social media on the internet and they do it wrong and they get in trouble.
I think clients like that.
They resort to auto posts.
They listen to everybody else and they hire an expert, and then they listen to what their friends have to say who are not very successful.
Yeah. Then they hire auto posting services, pay out money to post, and there are all these robotic things that reduce their organic reach, and they're putting the same thing on a million other pages, right? How does that make you look different and look real and fresh and have a heart in your business? So that's the next thing they do wrong. And they really want their social media to have a soul, to be exciting, want people to engage. People are not going to engage with something that's dead, okay? They just won't. So, and they do nothing. So they have to know when to outsource. So they need to find something local, something, I say local, where you can reach people, but I have people all over the country. But here's the difference. When people dial my business phone, nobody answers that phone with me. Nobody speaks to my clients in my company about me. Nobody handles customer service but me. I have a team of people that do exactly what I tell them to do. And I scrutinize what they do. I approve what goes out. I'm very particular about my clients. And again, it's very affordable. I mean, they go to our website. I'm not trying to do a sale. I'm just saying, if someone's trying to charge you $5, $6, $7, it's supply and demand. If you want to pay that, go ahead. But I mean, I'm talking like $99 a month. I'm talking the price of a cup of coffee. So get someone that you can reach, someone that's always willing to take your calls. People can text my phone anytime, like certain time at night, like 9 o'clock. My clients are so important to me that we have 6 mobile phones. And if they want to Instagram us, or they're taking a picture in Connecticut and they're in New York City, we give customer service. So our perfect client is anyone that wants it so bad. They know the power of it. They love it. They want to outsource. And they resort to all these failed practices. That's my client. Or higher end. We have higher end clients, out-of-the-month clients, big companies, national brokerages that are big money. And if they want to pay us $1,000 more a month, that's fine too. We have those kinds of clients. So from the smallest business to the biggest corporation, we handle all the social media for them.
Excellent. Shelley, I want to just say, I don't think there was any other questions. So I just want to say thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be with us today. And what's the best way to contact you?
The best way to contact me is Facebook, Shelley Costello. I usually pop right up there. Or my website, creativewebconceptsusa.com. Call me, text me, my phone number's on Facebook, my office number. So yeah, I mean, I'm out there.
Excellent.
And it's Shelley has an EY.
Shelley. Shelley, can you click off the share screen thing so that we can pull the participants back up? Excuse me, let me turn that off.
Where's that at?
Down at the bottom where you hit share screen. I think you just hit it again and it should take you off of there. Click on the bottom where you had, remember where you hit share screen? If you click on it, it should take you, you hit.
Stop share.
Yep. There you go. Okay. There we go. Okay. And just in case, I'm going to unmute everybody to see if anybody has any questions. I'm going to let them. Let me see why it's not letting me unmute. So let me see. Participants, here we go. Okay, so I'm unmuting everybody. Come on.
If you can hear me, it's unmuted.
It is, excellent. Okay. I'm trying to unmute. Thank you, Raquel. This is Raquel. Raquel is one of the board members of the South Florida chapter of Women in E-commerce. Did you have any questions or comments, Raquel?
I mean, to hear that you're doing daily posting without a robot for a price of a cup of coffee a day, that's pretty good.
I'm hiring her. I mean, really, that is very good. Anybody else? But thank you, Raquel. Thank you for joining us today. I know this is the first one you've been able to attend since you've been back from your long whirlwind trip to Israel and all over the place. Mm-hmm. So thank you for being with us. I see we have Debbie Barth. Debbie, in fact, I'm going to just try to unmute everybody. Hi, Debbie. Oh, I don't know why it's not letting me unmute these people. And I've never had this problem before, but for some reason, it's telling me, oh, you know why? Yes, I did something up at the top. I made Shelley the host, so I need to make Shelley, I have to, Shelley, you're the host. I can't unmute everybody, but that's okay. If anybody has any questions, you can click on your name there, right on the left-hand side of your picture, and you could click unmute yourself. Shelley did it. Shelley, did you do it? So you can unmute yourselves because that's how I set it up. And if anybody has any comments, and I'll just mention really quick until I hear from somebody else, our next show is next Tuesday. It's at 5:00, and we're going to be talking. The topic is bots are hot. How to use them to fire up your customer communications and marketing. So if you've heard of chatbots and have no clue what they're about, then this is the program to attend. RJ Redden is the founder of the Bot Signal. She has a radio show. She's done on iTunes, and she's done dozens of radio shows all about chatbots. And it's really, right now, it's very hot. So it's something you might be interested in attending.
Is that the messenger robot?
The messenger robot, yes. It's called
a chatbot. I'd love to hear about it because yeah. I'm about to hire somebody to do one for me. So should I not do it until I hear that?
You might want to listen to the program first, yes, because there are ways to do it yourself or ways to hire people, and you want to know the right questions to ask. And anytime you're working with some new type of technology, I think that's the biggest challenge we have as entrepreneurs is when we start working with a new technology. Such as like Shelley's talking about, you know, Google My Business. A lot of people don't have a Google My Business. I'm a perfect example. I focus on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook, and now Instagram. So I don't do a lot with Google anymore because it was kind of a, you know, it was kind of a the desert for a while there. And now I understand that it's very important to have that. So Shelley, thank you very much. I can't stress enough how important I think what you had to share today was to our audience. We all need to be there.
One more question, Shelley. If I have a very robust Google Plus and I am found, I mean, if you go Raquel Loans for You or Raquel Mortgages Florida, I come up. Do I need to create a whole new thing with Google My Page?
Well, if you have a Google Business page and you have a big following, which I do too, you still don't have the Google My Business component of that, which is all the features I showed you that you can do that really are amazing. It doesn't give you that extra oomph that Google will put you in the ranking. It's so different. You don't have to, but I suggest, yes, you do. If you really, you're already being found and you're satisfied with your search results, that's okay. But if you want to enhance it, take it further to the next level, I suggest having it.
Yeah. So do I do it on the same Gmail?
Well, yeah, you should log into your Google account in one tab, open another tab, and just go into Google My Business, and it'll pop up. Open a Google My Business account and click it. It'll, as long as your tab is open, it'll take you through the process now. Enter your address. So, like, I have a lot of lender clients, banks and lenders and loan officers and mortgage brokers. So just put in, if it's your own office, your corporate office, whatever, put it in. Do the verification, get your code set up, and then you can get into that dashboard. Then it'll connect your Google Plus to the dashboard, and you can manage that Google Plus in that beautiful dashboard with that new posting that I showed you how to post that had all the offers and the buttons and all that, the pictures.
So when people put review, they put it on the Google My page or on the Google Plus?
No, they'll go right to Google and put it where they normally do it. But when you open the Google dashboard I just showed you, there's your reviews now. They're all inside that dashboard in this big umbrella. There's your, all your reviews are popping up. All your Google Pluses are there. Your YouTube is there. Your pictures are there. Your analytics are there. What people are finding you, whether they found you on a Google map, it'll tell you so detailed. Did they find you on a map? Did they get you in a search result? Did they call you? Did they text? It's just so detailed inside that Google My Business dashboard. And you can't get that just by staying with your regular Google Plus page.
Okay. A question, if Google created two YouTube channels for me, is there a way to combine the two?
No, right now I'm sure you cannot merge them together. I had a client do that. We had to physically download their videos and upload them to the other channel because they could not be merged.
Yeah. Okay. So I've got three channels. I've had the same problem, and I've got a client with three channels. So we're going through that now. Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Good question, though. Great questions, everybody. I want to again say thank you. We're out of time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I don't want to go over too much. So, Shelly, thank you for taking time.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Look for the replay.